Who could do this? That is a question posted online by a local rabbit rescue group after finding 12 abandoned rabbits left in a box in a park in Scarborough. The group has helped nearly 100 rabbits since Easter. Brittany Hamilton is the Adoptions and Foster Manager for Rabbit Rescue Incorporated and joins me on the line. Hi, Brittany.
Hi there.
Well, tell me about how you found out about these 12 rabbits in a box.
Yeah, so we got an email late on Thursday from someone who'd been walking their dog in the park and saw the boxes and kind of had a little peek inside and thought they saw some rabbits. So they reached out to us to ask if we could do something about it.
So I saw the posting online, and you really were very shocked that they had been left. But once you realized that the rabbits were that there was a rabbit missing from the park, you organized a group to find the abandoned rabbit. What happened?
Yeah, so whoever dumped the rabbits actually taped a sign to the side of the box listing the birth dates and genders and descriptions of the four adult rabbits. There were four adults and eight babies. So we went through the box and found the eight babies and only three of the adults. So I spent that night with on email finding volunteers who, starting at daybreak the next day, could scour that area looking for the rabbits.
Why do you think that someone just left them in the park?
It's a very good question. And, you know, we've had almost 100 of these rabbits since Easter, and I've asked myself that question 100 times. A lot of people don't know that domestic rabbits are not the same as wild rabbits, and that you cannot dump them outside and they will live happy, thriving lives the way a wild rabbit would. These rabbits will become victims to the elements, to wildlife. They'll be hit by cars, and most of them won't survive the week after being dumped.
And why is there a spike at this time of year? You were mentioning there that at Easter time people have a tendency to get rabbits, and then what happens?
So people will buy bunnies from pet stores or breeders, and they're itty-bitty, cute, tiny little fluffy things. And, you know, they go in these tiny little cages, and people think they're like a hamster and they can just stay here. And then they grow and grow and grow. And, I mean, myself, I have a 5-pound rabbit. It's not uncommon to have, you know, a 10, 12-pound rabbit. And people quickly realize they need a lot more care than what they signed up for. And so they panic or they don't know what to do. And very shortly after Easter is when we start to see them dumped outside, like en masse.
Where are the bunnies that you found now?
So the mom and her eight babies are with a volunteer who's going to be caring for them. Between a shelter we talked with and our organization and the volunteer, we thought it was in the best interest for those rabbits, not to move them around any more than they have to be. The other three adults are currently sitting at a shelter. Hopefully we'll be able to pull them into our care like we do with a lot of other rabbits, but Rabbit Rescue Inc. relies on a foster care system. So rabbits are brought into people's homes who are generous enough to offer their home to a rabbit while they're waiting for us to find them their forever homes. So we're always looking for new fosters to help us in these situations. You know, if we had a free foster home, these rabbits would have been able to go to a foster home.
Well, I imagine that people will be interested in, there'll be people listening who are interested in fostering rabbits after hearing this story. What do they do?
Absolutely. So they can visit us at our website. It's www.rabbitrescue.ca. They can also email me. My email is just brittany@rabbitrescue.ca. I'm the Adoptions and Foster Manager, so they can reach out and ask how they can help. But our application and all the information is on our website, as well as how to tell the difference between a wild rabbit and a dumped rabbit to know whether or not we need to get involved to help catch this rabbit.
What message do you have for people who purchased a rabbit, perhaps for Easter or for any other reason, and then realize that they are overwhelmed or that they no longer want it for whatever reason?
Yeah, so I mean, people in that position, for me, have two options. You can contact your local shelter or a local rescue and see if they have space to bring the rabbit in. You can also visit, as I mentioned, our website. There's a lot of great resources there on how to incorporate a rabbit as a member of your family. If you are overwhelmed with having a rabbit, you can always reach out and say, how do I make this life better for the rabbit while keeping it in the home? Because it is just as easy to have, you know, a dog, a cat, or a rabbit be a member of the family. Sometimes people just need to be equipped with the tools to know how to do so.
Brittany, thanks very much for telling me about your posting and how the rabbits are doing right now, and I'll give your contact information out again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
I've been speaking with Brittany Hamilton. She is the Adoptions and Foster Manager for Rabbit Rescue International and was explaining what happens to rabbits that are dumped. If you're interested in finding out more about fostering rabbits, you can write to them at rabbit. Well, you can go to their website, rabbitrescue.ca. Again, that's rabbitrescue.ca.